All right.
Woo! This is truthfully our second take.
Yes.
Truthfully. We were like, we need to bring more energy. And this is the second attempt.
Yeah, we had 3 minutes of like going into it. And I think we just, we normally before we start recording, we have like a few minutes of just talking, which gets us into the conversation. I think we didn't have that. So we start in and the conversation started a bit slower. And we just said, yeah, okay, fuck it.
I mean, it is Sunday night.
Get the energy high.
It is Sunday night. It's been a long
week. And you've come back from a vacation, had a long day of traveling yesterday.
That's true.
Everything. I had a longer weekend as well for different reasons.
You went out?
Yeah, I went out for twice in a row, actually, but I haven't gone out in ages, so.
How you feeling today?
I'm fine today, but I realized like you train yourselves when you go out. When like these people who go out constantly, that you work up to a certain threshold, and since I've not been going out as much anymore, the threshold has dropped, let's put it that way. So
that's understandable. Yeah. Hey bro, can we talk about my vacation?
Yeah, go ahead. Because look very nice on Instagram.
Yeah, you know, being as my girlfriend is a content creator as well, she is very hardworking and she doesn't like to stop working. So whenever I'm with her, I always find myself as well working because we do the same thing, which I guess at the end of the day is very good. But yeah, lots of content. And we went to like the south of Spain. We were at her family's place in Madrid celebrating her birthday with her family, which was very nice. And then we went to the south of Spain together at this like beach resort. We were going to do a beach vacation, bay vacation on the beach, all inclusive, breakfast, not lunch because we wanted to stay flexible, but dinner. Man, I ate so much. I think I gained like 4 kilos.
Yeah, food and like going on vacation and food is a difficult story. Like it's the same when we came to visit you and or we went to Paris together. I ate loads.
Oh yeah, we ate a lot.
When I went out, when I had a weekend away with my girlfriend, we ate so much.
Yeah.
I was like, it's, yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Have you had affogato since Paris?
No, I haven't, actually. Oh, I haven't.
Let me ask you another question. Have you had ali olio since Mallorca?
No.
Or ali oli as well?
No.
Well, both times we went out, you tried this new food for the first time in your life and you were like obsessed with it and you always had it.
Well, the thing is, I think affogato is something I like. If I want to make a proper dessert, it's something that will definitely stick in my mind.
Okay.
Because it's so easy to, it's like, I said that to you, it's like this dessert that is perfect for me.
Yeah.
Because it's so easy to make. It takes no time, but it actually tastes really good.
Just to clarify, an affogato is basically a vanilla ice cream with an espresso shot over it.
That's all it is. Yeah. And then the vanilla ice cream starts melting a bit and then mix it with an espresso shot. It's very nice.
Yeah.
I had it the first time when we were in Paris and I was like, at first I was like,
bro, you were addicted.
I don't know about it. And then I had it and then I couldn't stop having them. And I was like,
no, but I love it as well. It is really, really good.
But to be, you got me onto the ice cream. So I said, like, I don't really eat ice cream by myself. Like when I'm in Frankfurt, I'm working and stuff. I don't really eat that much sugar anyways or sweets and anything. But when I was away with my girlfriend, we wanted to get like some late night snacks.
Mm-hmm.
And we just randomly, we picked up this Milka ice cream in the store.
Okay.
And it's probably really, on top of being unhealthy as it's ice cream, it's probably unhealthy because what they put in it, because I don't know how they do it, but they've got this massive core inside of the ice cream. They make a soft chocolate core.
Oof.
So it's like, it feels like cold melted chocolate in the middle of the ice cream tub.
Damn.
And it's like, I don't know how they do it. They probably put stuff. It's amazing. I'll send you the picture of what it is later. bro, it's amazing.
Oh my god, it does sound really good.
We ate it, we looked at each other. I took like 30 seconds just like saying nothing, just comprehending what I was eating.
Oh man. Yeah.
But yeah, get back to your holiday.
Back to my hotel story.
Yeah.
It was really nice. We spent like 4 days at this beach resort, just me and my girlfriend. We had a very nice room. We kind of like managed to kind of organize a little bit of a type of collab. So they upgraded us, and we had like a family suite, bro. We had two rooms, two bathrooms, two beds. Like we had a junior suite on top of another hotel room. Like it was super weird, super unnecessary, but it was really nice there. And then looking back at it, like on our last day, it got me thinking, like, it's crazy that I've come to a point where I can afford to take myself out for a beach resort vacation, like all inclusive, like, and it's kind of crazy to like think that I'm at a place in my life where I'm able to do something like that,
yeah,
independently, like by myself.
Yeah.
I mean, what? Isn't it cool?
No, it is cool. No, 100%. I think we had this conversation before where like you talked about the possibilities and everything and how the steps you're taking. It is cool because you're at the end of the day, everyone always talks about it, but for most people it's quite normal. You're a kid, you're dependent on your parents financially and everything. At least where we grew up is like quite normal for like, you don't work, we have the privilege of just going to school and that's all we have to worry about. And our parents work and they pay for everything. And that's for most people, let's kind of put a number on it, is at least until they're kind of like 16, 18, where they finish school, everyone goes to school and they kind of get, everything's paid for by their parents.
At least in the circle that we live in.
Exactly. And then some people, it carries on a bit. They go to university and they might have some jobs, but they're still maybe financially substituted by their parents or they're substituted by the state or anything like that.
Yeah.
But I think and there comes a stage where you properly, like, well, you go into work properly and you fully have to care for yourself. You finance yourself. There's no family, no government loan or anything like that kind of helping you. You live off what you earn. And I think there's two aspects to this. I think just having that feeling, first of all, without, it doesn't matter how much it is, but just being able to do that already is a big accomplishment, I think, for most people. And it's like, oh, this is different. Like, go figure out different things. And maybe for a lot of people also the worth of money maybe changes because suddenly, oh, you know how much work you put in to get...
Like, you got bills to pay now.
To pay for that ice cream you want to have. It's like, that cost me this much work or anything like that, yeah. And then for you, obviously, it's like, I think you're starting to get in a position maybe also where you can also afford very, like, nicer things. And that's also, on top of that, is quite a... cool feeling, you know?
It definitely is. It really
so
is.
It's like a double kind of like pleasant feeling you're getting there. No, it is.
Interesting,
like,
way to word it, Connor.
I couldn't pleasant way of that. I didn't know what. I think people know what I'm trying to say. Yeah, I didn't know how to say it, but
no.
Yeah.
But you're right. Like, it is super cool because, and also, you know, I'm gonna go ahead and say it. Like, this didn't come from nothing. I've been working. I've been working. And it's just really cool to kind of, you know, like, see, like, reap the, you know, the benefits of my labor. I mean, nevertheless, you know, it didn't compare to other resorts that I've been at with my parents. And so I know that there's like still a way to go to, like, you know, like, super luxurious, like, there are like a lot cooler resorts. And I'm really looking forward to it as well, like, you know, doing those. And it's kind of like a motivational stepping stone. Like, every time you do it, you're kind of realizing the life that you dreamt of. Like, your vision board is coming to life.
Yeah. No, 100%. I think it's good that you appreciate these things because it also, I think people who start earning decent money and they earn more and more.
Yeah.
I've not experienced it yet because I'm not earning that much, but from what people always say, it's like, I think there's this trap of you can always want more and nothing's good enough, and then you say, okay, I've been to this resort and had this room and this is really nice, but there's a bigger one and there's a better resort and a more known resort and a cooler place to go.
What is that saying that goes like, comparison is the thief of joy?
Okay, yeah, I've never heard
okay.
No, yeah, it could be.
There's always something better, right? There's always going to be a faster car, a bigger house, a guy with more money.
No, 100%.
As long as you can continue to compare yourself, for sure. But I'm seeing it from the sense of like, it's like, it's cool goals that I'd like to
achieve. Exactly. That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah. Like, appreciate it, but there's also like, I think still having a certain sense of hunger and trying to achieve more is definitely a positive thing.
It inspires me.
Yeah, 100%. So yeah, but it was good. So you had full resort. You were in Spain, right? So where were you? So you were in Madrid
in Madrid, and then we flew down to Almeria, south of Spain. Mm-hmm. It's like an hour from Malaga.
Okay.
Bro, I got a massage there for the first time in like 6 or 7 years.
Yeah.
And then massage went great. I think I almost fell asleep, bro. Like,
yeah.
And at the end, the masseuse goes like, yeah, your neck is like really, really stiff. Like really, mm-hmm. really stiff.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since the massage, I have got like a little bit of like neck pain. Like, okay. Or it's like a little bit of soreness.
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, like, you gotta get that checked out by a physical therapist, because long term, like, that'll be really bad for you.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, damn, I'm 22. I'm 22. How can it be that I have neck pain?
Well, it's so many things. Like, now you can go into a deep rabbit hole. We've been sitting for so much of our lives. You sit in school several hours every day. Then you go to your job. If you have an office job, you sit several hours a day. It's not healthy. It's not what we're humans necessarily were meant to do. And the seating position is like, obviously you don't always sit in the best position. Suddenly you look down a bit at your laptop. It's like not on your eyesight.
Yeah.
There's so many bad things. It's annoying, because like, I always think about like how tough people can be. And now I've got a human can be, like, you can train, you can be this tough human, you know, go through all these terrains, mm-hmm. climb crazy mountains, go camping in the wilderness and things like that, where that's supposed to be tough. Now I've got to worry about where my neck position is when I'm looking at my laptop in my AC, in a room that has an AC, you know, and then I'm like, oh, my back hurts. And I'm like, I'm such a pussy.
Yeah.
but at the same time, it's like,
when you put it that way, for sure, I agree. I'm the same way.
But at the same time, it's like, you have to keep that in check and try to like balance these things out.
Definitely,
you gotta stay active. Because you don't want to be with like 50 and suddenly you can't really move your neck anymore.
Already, like, since I've started this internship and I'm working office hours, I find myself like really not walking that much anymore. Like, I'm hardly walking anymore, and I'll go during my lunch break on a walk just because I crave, like, just to move around a little bit.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
No, same here. Since, like, at the beginning of my internship, I had a lot of events I attended to, so
you were traveling quite a bit as well,
because of that traveling. So I had more walking now, but that kind of has mellowed out a bit, so I'm more in the office now. And I'm back to like, I'm sitting a lot, not walking a lot. Like, if I look at my week, honestly, like during the week, let's say not weekends.
Yeah.
My walk is to the train station, from a train station to the gym, from the gym to the office, and then basically back from the office to the train station and home. And that's, so I've got like maybe 5 minute walks, like maybe five times a day. And how many steps will that be?
That's all you have to walk?
Not enough. Well, to the train station, it's 5 minutes. From the train station, it's 5 minutes, kind of like to a gym. From the gym, it's 5 minutes. So it's always like a few 5 minutes walks.
That's a great commute.
No, that's the issue. I planned it quite well. I was like, I got a gym membership that is right in between my train station and where I come from home, and my office. Uh-huh. So I literally every morning, I was like,
yes,
go to a train, go to a gym, walk to the office.
That's great. It makes it a lot more difficult, I imagine, as well, to skip going to the gym, because you're anyways going past it. Like,
That's the thing. Even if I wake up, let's say I have a morning where I want to lie in or want to wake up, I still take my gym bag because I'm walking past the gym on my way home anyway. Yeah. So I'll go to the gym after work.
Oh, that's awesome. If I can't do it in the morning. Anyways, like, super flexible as well.
Yeah, no, 100%. Hey. Oh, but I just prefer the morning.
That's pretty cool, man, actually. Super ideal. Like, you're really forcing yourself to stay disciplined and by just making it a lot more difficult to avoid.
Mm, that's 100%.
Not bad.
It makes it easier because then you got less excuses. Like, I have to do is like take a gym back. I'm quite lucky in that regard that the gym is literally right on my path to work.
Same, bro. As well, for me, I'm like, it's 2 minutes walk from my apartment, which is awesome. And then when I was interning abroad, I also did the same thing that, like, I lived kind of far from my office.
Mm.
And I knew anyways I have to drive every, like, 5 days a week to the office. So I got a gym membership, like, walking distance from the office. And that was also just, like, an amazing thing to do because, as well, like, I was driving, so I could just keep my gym bag in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And then I could go in the morning or in the evening. But I tended to go in the morning.
Yeah, same.
Just to avoid the rush hour traffic.
Yeah, less people.
Bro, literally. Because
if you go after work, it's like so many people, like, there's no real, like, especially the gym I'm at, there's no after work time. I feel like people just stop working all the time because literally from like 6 onwards till like 9-10 in the evening, the gym's full.
Bro.
And I'm like, I'm not trying to deal with that. I hate waiting for machines.
Yeah.
Like, or things like now we're getting into gym more, but like something like a superset. Trying to like have two machines, like having maybe a bench with dumbbells and then a cable machine and doing both at the same time.
Yeah.
Bro, like, if the gym's packed, that's not possible. No. Like, because
on the one hand, it's like, it is really, really annoying that the gym is so full nowadays and it's like you can't find a machine to use and stuff and you can't do your workout routine just because there's so many people around.
Mm.
But also, it is great to see that a lot more people are.
Oh yeah, no, 100%.
So
I'm not actually that mad about it, like. But it just, luckily I still have the option of going in the morning, and I know not everyone's maybe as disciplined or maybe doesn't have the time in the morning.
Luckily, people aren't prioritizing it that much.
So yeah, I go in the morning, and I think it's. We've talked about this enough. It's a good way to start your day. I love it a lot.
Definitely. So. Bro, also when I was doing it in Lebanon, like, that's when I first started. I was interning in Beirut, and that's when I first started waking up at 5 a.m. just because not only the gym rush hour is annoying, but the like generally just like the traffic. Cars on the highway in Beirut during rush hour was awful, bro. Without traffic, I was like I was from my apartment to the office in like 30 to 40 minutes.
Mm.
But with traffic, it took over 2 hours.
Well, okay, I didn't have the traffic issue, but the one thing is, like, if I'd go to work at like normal, or let's say normal times, where most people kind of go to the office between 8:30 and 9-ish, something around those lines. The trains are packed. Like, you probably don't get a seat. You're standing the whole time. If I go to a gym in the morning, you've got other people also starting to work early because maybe they have different jobs where they have to be in earlier and things like that. But it's not busy at all. You always have a seat. You can relax. It's like a very chill morning. It's crazy how, like, just loads of people, suddenly you're more stressed. It's like, it's hectic. It's everyone's, because everyone's got to be somewhere and things like that.
That's one of, like, the perks of waking up early in the morning, is also just the world is so much more calm before everybody wakes up and starts hustling and bustling.
I mean, but it's true. Like, if you wake up early in the morning, you sit there and just think about it. Like, you're up, and, like, imagine how many other people just in your country or you're in your city or in your street are still asleep, but you're already, like, going at it. It's so
working. We stay working.
No, but
they didn't believe in us. God did.
Oh, I knew it was gonna come.
Oh man, I'm so sorry. I've been watching too many DJ Khaled videos.
Oh, you and our friend in Paris were just saying it the whole time.
Got it.
Oh.
Oh, bro. Speaking of trips we've taken together, did you get a chance to watch my Mallorca YouTube video from our trip?
I have.
How did you find it?
It was... It's obviously, it's a very different experience looking at something or a recap of something you were in. Like, I was there, I saw the things myself.
Yeah.
So it was quite cute to see. Funny enough, when we started talking about food, I remembered, I was thinking about your Mallorca video because there was a lot of food shots in there. You could see you were very happy enjoying your food.
We were eating. Unfortunately, that one dinner, you weren't there with us.
No.
You came later, but bro, we were eating. Yeah. I love eating on vacation.
To be fair, I always love eating, but vacation is the only time where I actually, like, one, allow myself, and second, actually give myself enough time to fully enjoy it.
Yeah, fair enough.
Like, during the week at work, often I'm just like, okay, it's kind of a necessity to keep going. Like, it's like I have to eat to stay healthy, stay, have energy and things like that. And on vacation, I'm like, I'm not going to eat for the necessity reason. I'm going to eat just purely for enjoyment and satisfaction.
But also, you eat a lot.
Okay, yeah, that's... I eat ridiculous amounts.
That's a lot, yeah.
Recently, I was... So in our office, like, there's no canteen or anything. Uh-huh. So people often bring, like, pre-made meals or they buy stuff in a shop and then cook something at work. And then on one Friday, the office was quite empty, but I was quite lazy to cook anything. I was hungry, so I just made pasta with pesto.
Okay.
But I had a full pack of pasta, which is 500 grams, and a full glass of pesto for lunch, just like that. And everyone was sat there just looking at me, and I was like, they were just baffled.
Bro, how do you put all of that on your plate? You got to go back for servings.
Yeah, you do. I have it a lot of times where I'll eat about four full plates of whatever I'm having.
God damn.
Like, I had a time where I'm at uni where I was working a lot, working out a lot, gymming a lot, and boxing a lot and things like that. And I tried to look up some new recipes.
Yeah.
And, I mean, online recipes sometimes in general aren't, like, measured the best. Like, they're a bit... I always feel like... portion is quite small.
Yeah.
So I always had to look for servings, which was 4 to 6 people to get the right amount so I could eat that all by myself.
Oh my God. This man's looking at recipes with servings for 4 to 6 people just for himself. God damn, Connor. How much energy you be using?
Yeah, it's unfortunate, especially back at uni when you were like kind of on a uni budget.
Yeah, I was thinking your groceries must be hella expensive.
I'm basically double what everyone else is buying. So I'm spending double what everyone else is buying just on food.
Oh my God.
Oh well, but damn. I like to eat and I like to eat a lot and so be it. I'd rather spend money on food than other things, so I don't mind.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, no, but we ate good in Mallorca. We ate really good. It was a great vacation. Yeah,
definitely. And getting back to the video as well, I think it was it's a nice memory. I mean, my favorite video of yours you made, I think, still as a throwback, is probably our Oktoberfest video.
Yeah.
I don't know why, because I think that Oktoberfest video for me captured the day or that vibe amazingly well. Like, just really, really well. And I loved also the one where we went hiking on the mountain. But I think I think the Oktoberfest video, for some reason, it's just maybe, I don't know why, but for me, it's got the, it's crazy how that.
Bro, I mean, that's always like my goal whenever I make my videos, is kind of to make it like convey exactly how it was in real life through the video. Mm. And the Oktoberfest video and the hiking video, they both achieved that really well.
Yeah.
I also, the New York one did as well,
to be fair.
Which one?
the Mallorca one did as well, because Mallorca is like, a lot of people always think of Mallorca as a party stop, like vacation, which it wasn't. Like,
no, not for us at least.
Yeah, I think we went out one night, a few of us, that was it. And then for the rest of the week, we were doing activities. And then in the evening, we'd be at home just playing games, chatting and things like that. So,
I mean, I still feel like I could have captured the whole week a little bit better. But at the same time, I did also just want to enjoy it. And like, for a lot of them as well, it was the first time where they would probably be stuck with a camera in their face.
So yeah, no, 100%. It's difficult, I think, because probably you are still learning yourself how you want to do it, how best it is to kind of like maybe what things you want to capture and stuff like that.
I'm still figuring out the YouTube style for sure.
Exactly. And then if you kind of try to... you're not even quite sure, and then you bring in people who are definitely have no clue what they're doing. Obviously, it's a bit difficult to navigate, but I think you still did decent. I mean, I think one thing I thought about, but that's also very dependent on, which I haven't talked to you about before, is the way you want to structure your YouTube videos. Is there's these videos which I felt your video was more into, which was just a very like relaxed couple of minutes to watch and kind of feel good and have like playing. But one thing, it's the question where you want to go, is like maybe there could have been more of a narrative throughout the video without you necessarily commentating. I'm not saying you have to be like, oh, we're going to do this, and like a vlog doesn't mean that, but there's more of a narrative, like a line that follows through the video a bit more. That would have been my one thing. But it's also the question how you want to structure it, because I know there's loads of videos like yours that are like with the music, which almost is more like, you know how people put on white noise in a sense, like to relax. Your video had kind of that feeling where it's like there's no real like real story being told, like, or anything like that.
It's a good video to watch in the background.
Kind of like it just feels really calm and relaxing. Yeah. There's nice shots, like nice scenery and things like that. It's just a question how you want to structure it.
I mean, there's so many different ways to go about structuring a YouTube video like that. And there are definitely some styles that I really, really like. But for now, I feel like the one that I was just kind of best able, at least, to mimic in a certain way is Emma Chamberlain's YouTube's video style. Hers is very chill, super random, just basically just like a bunch of clips put up all together, like with some music and some like insight into how her trip was. And she talks a little bit. But the talking part in the YouTube videos is where I'm struggling with the most. And I really appreciated how well you were like playing along with me when I started to like film one of our conversations. I found like it fit really well in the vlog, and I was really happy to have that clip.
Yeah, I was like, I remember when we did that, I was like, I could feel myself being uncomfortable because I'm not in front of cameras. Like, I don't do pictures. I don't do anything. Like, I'm not in front of a camera. Yeah. I'm not really that well with it. But I was like, okay, I knew you were trying to get like things. So I was like, okay, I'm uncomfortable, but let's just have a conversation with Mark and maybe he can take parts of it. The way it happened being, but I was like, okay, just try to be like, just be as normal as I can. Just have a conversation. What would I say anyways? Like, no, don't try to be a character. Don't try to act up and be something. So I was like, so I was happy maybe you could take a few things of that.
I think you did a great job. And that's the main thing as well. Just like stay normal. Like be yourself.
But funnily enough, it's like that's all you need almost in a sense. Just be yourself. And most of the times it's enough. But for some reason,
most times really difficult. People like you for who you are.
Yeah. But for some reason, it's really difficult. Like in your head, it just starts going and it's like, you tell yourself, be yourself. But suddenly it's like, why is being myself so difficult?
Yeah. Well, I guess maybe because like, you know, you're going to be seen by some people. So you want to come across as like in a certain manner. So maybe in that sense, like people will start to like take on certain characters or whatever, you know, like if they want to be seen as funny, like maybe to start making jokes at the camera that like otherwise in private life, they never would.
It was quite funny. Thinking about Mallorca now, just is over the weekend, I saw a few people we were in Mallorca with. And for some reason on that trip, I was like, I was kind of someone people were talking to a lot with their issues for some reason. I don't know why. Like,
okay.
People were just, you remember, were like, after.
With their problems?
Yeah, like after breakfast, we would talk a lot and things like that. And I saw them on the weekend and I was like, I told them, it was like, because they were like looking back on the vacation and saying, yeah. like, oh yeah, like Connor chatted to me about with these things and these topics and like Connor like just says it how it is and things like that. And I was like, to be honest, like I didn't know I could do that well. Like, I could tell you right now, I was talking to you guys on that vacation. At some point, I was like listening to myself talk and I was like, man, I'm doing a pretty good job here. Like, I was surprised at myself just talking to them and being like their little therapist to a certain degree.
You didn't expect that you would be able to give them good advice?
No, I think I can give good advice, but like, it was funny for people I didn't know that well,
uh-huh.
that actually I was doing quite good of a job. Like, nice. Sometimes if you don't know people, it's difficult to judge, but yeah. I tried not to judge. I was probably doing what a therapist does, just kind of listening, reacting mm-hmm. to what they say to you and kind of let them also help to figure out their own issues. Like, it's so funny how you have a conversation and they're telling you what's like, everyone normally already knows what's wrong. Like, you can, yeah. they tell you a story and they know where there's a mistake or how they can live better. And all you do is basically say, like, are you listening to yourself? What did you just say? Like, listen to what you said. And do you think what you said makes sense? And that's the good way to go about it.
Can it be like, that having a girlfriend has changed you? Because I feel like before you met your girlfriend, you probably never would have known something like this.
maybe it has. Maybe I'm just like, I focus on other things now.
Yeah.
Like, less going out, and I care less about what yeah. other people think and things like that. Maybe it has, definitely.
Learn to become a better listener.
Yeah,
I maybe am as well. Yeah. All right, well, as we're talking about better listeners, thanks for listening to this episode of Know What I'm mm-hmm. Saying podcast. That was good, right?
Yes, sir.
That was yeah. a nice segue, yeah. make sure to follow us on Instagram at Know What I'm Saying podcast. We're back, baby. We come out mm-hmm. with episodes here and there.
Well, we're trying to go be more into it again.
Yeah, for sure. So be sure to subscribe and have a great week.
See you guys.